Tell me a bit about what's happening with chamber businesses and holiday sales. Are they saying that the sales are up or down?
Hopefully they're up a little bit. I don't hear a whole lot from the businesses, you know, as far as relaying that type of information to me, but all indications with sales and the different events going on, you know, is that it's things we do have a big push here locally with our chamber as well as our Benton Main Street to encourage our citizens to do as much shopping locally as they can, at least, you know, take a look at what our local people are offering before they run off somewhere else and for those holiday ideas.
Because Marshall County's a fairly large tourist county for people coming to the lakes, does retail business fare better in the summer months than it does just before the holidays?
I would say that it does, Chad, just basically because, you know, those 6 months out of the year, you know, we have a big infiltration of visitors coming and going throughout the summer. And then, you know, a lot of the resorts and tourist-related businesses, some of them close down for the season. They close up shop.
Do you have a way to measure holiday sales within your chamber businesses, or is it, anecdotal?
Yeah, it's anecdotal. I mean, I don't have any, you know, unless they report to me or, you know, or something, or, you know, pass that information along, there's really no way to measure that.
Well, talk about how, in your role at the chamber, what the chamber does to make now specifically retail businesses more competitive in Marshall County.
There's a little misconception, I guess, out there because we're a membership organization, so obviously not all businesses in Marshall County are members of the chamber. So a lot of people think that any new business that comes into a community has to go through the Chamber of Commerce, and that's not the case either. They go through counties and city governments, you know, not a chamber. We do, though, of course, try to cater, you know, obviously to our members because that's what makes us go and be a stay here in the community and be the information hub and that type of thing. So we count on those members to do that for us, and then in turn, you know, we do the best we can to promote them and what they've got going on. And so we do that through various ways. We, like most chambers, we do breakfast meetings once a month where we try to get the membership together mainly so they can network with each other. Of course, there again, you're trying to appeal to business owners, and in a community like ours, the business owners are the ones that are there running the business, you know, day in and day out. So it's hard for them to get away and come to those type of things. So you just kind of have to work around their schedule. And then we have, you know, of course, a website that puts information. We do email marketing to all of our members. So if a business has something going on and they would like to share that with the other businesses, either a discount or just a special or something, event coming up, then we try to promote that to all of our members. I guess I struggle the most here in Marshall County with knowing exactly what to do to help our businesses and getting the feedback from them. I would love a business to call and say, "Debbie, we are really struggling with this aspect of our business. Is there anything the chamber could do to help us with that?" And I would, you know, I have lots of resources, and I would love to be able to get on the phone and pull those resources and get that business some assistance, but I don't get that type of feedback very often.
Do you get the sense that, I mean, because Marshall County's fairly rural and many people have this idea of self-sustainability that maybe it's harder for them to reach out for help whenever they think it might be necessary for drawing people into their business?
There's a little sense of, you know, you don't want, because we are small, you don't want people to think you're struggling and, you know, put out a wrong perception there, but yeah, when probably the fact is that they're all in some form or fashion have different issues, which is pretty across the board. But I think it's probably, you know, when you're smaller, you know, you don't want that to get out, you know, and people seem things are worse than they are and draw other conclusions from that. But we do partner with the Kentucky Small Business Development Center. They're in Murray, and Chris Wooldridge is a great resource for our businesses in the whole area, as far as being able to sit down with them, and if they're having issues of any kind, whether they're a startup and some person comes in and just has an idea, you know, for a business he wants to try and start, they can take that person through the whole process as far as starting with the business plan and kind of hold their hand through the whole process of getting that business up and going. In the same manner, they can take a business who's maybe been in business for 5 years and just, you know, this one area of the business isn't going quite like they had hoped. Well, they can sit down with Chris and the folks there and go and talk through that, and then they can kind of look back and analyze and see where are some areas that they might could tweak things that, you know, better their profits or marketing or different type of things, and bring market research to the table and that sort of thing.
Let's think about 2013 now, about what you might want for Christmas or a great way to start off the new year. Obviously, I think everybody would like to see an uptick in sales, an uptick in employment, and growing the economy. But if we were thinking something that realistically, Debbie, you could ask for the holidays that would help your chamber and your chamber businesses, what would it be?
Probably just, you know, we tried this a couple years ago with the big Get It Local, you know, campaign, and just trying to educate the community, which is a difficult task in and of itself. I'm not sure how to do that, but just trying to educate the community on the benefits of getting things locally, how it works in the community, how the dollars turn in the community. They throw this statistic out there that I think 2/3 of every dollar spent, you know, in a community stays there, and it helps to create jobs and opportunities, you know, for Marshall Countyans, and just trying to help the citizens that are the consumers out there purchasing the products, purchasing the services, helping them understand how they are helping their community in supporting, and they are supporting the local businesses by getting the things locally that they can.
Well, Debbie Buchanan, you're the executive assistant at the Marshall County Chamber of Commerce. Debbie, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.